The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat like me, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. There's some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
I saw one team that wanted to be here and play with a purpose and urgency, and one team that did not want to be here and play with no urgency, and that's why we got our ass kicked.
Michael Malone. Spitting truth after the Nuggets get blown out again. 123-98. He went on to say they quit. And, yeah, there's no other way to put it. When you get outscored 71-56 in the second half, it looked like they quit. It looked like they realized they had run into a buzzsaw in Phoenix. It looked like they ran up against a team, or they've run up against a team that they know is just better than them. So what does it all mean coming back home for the next two?
Well, I think one of the things Michael Malone is saying is he's commenting on toughness. And, you know, what I tell you last week, toughness is hard to find, hard to teach, hard to beat. And Michael Malone is just, I mean, Michael Malone is giving it to him straight, no chaser. He is saying, we are not as talented as them. We're not. And the only way that we're going to be able to tie this series back up at home, Mike, is we're going to have to out-tough them. But what's happened to us is they've won out-talented at us.
You're close.
Out-talent. They're out-talenting.
They're better.
They're out-talenting us, but they're out-toughing us. And we're not, hey, we're not as talented as them. I'm okay with that. Hey, listen, we lost our arguably our most dynamic player in Jamal Murray to an ACL. We're not as talented as them. That's all right. We used to go in that way with playing the Raiders every year when I was here with Mike Shanahan. Hey, one of the things he'd say, stand up, hey, man for man, they're more talented than us. You know what we are? We're a hell of a lot tougher than they are. And you know what's going to happen? At the end of the game, we'll beat them. And guess what? 11-1.
But do the Nuggets have it in their DNA to suddenly transform themselves into that kind of a
team?
Well,
that's what Mike Malone is saying.
They got to become the Thuggets. That's what he's saying. We got to become the Thuggets.
Love it.
Do they have that in them? We'll find out. Game 3 coming up tomorrow night. Next on the Morning Brew.
Now brought up by Landeskog. In comes Landeskog for Soderberg.
I see you, Benny. I see what you're doing there. You're taking our favorite Avalanche cut ever, as a good luck charm.
Yeah, oh.
Taking it
Benny.
They're going into Vegas.
Soderberg.
Good luck charms.
Yeah.
We need them. Hey, look. I'm not writing off the Avs, in part because, actually, there's a lot of reasons why I think the Avs have a decent shot tonight. One, they, I think, discovered something those first two periods, a style that works for them, that works against Vegas, that slows Vegas down. If they can replicate that for three periods tonight, that's one way of looking at it. You also have a Vegas team that, do they have the ability to put teams away? Do they have that killer instinct? They let Minnesota hang around. The Knights went up 3-1 over Minnesota. Let Minnesota back into the series, ended up having to play a game 7. And as well as the Avalanche played in the first two periods the other night, I also saw some signs that Vegas looked a little tired. They didn't have the same jump as they had in the last few games. So perhaps playing that 7-game series, playing those extra unnecessary two games that made it a 7-game series while the Avalanche were sweeping St. Louis and resting, maybe as we move deeper into the series, that fatigue and that rest for the Avalanche starts to show itself.
Mm.
And then there's just also the idea that, hey, it's hockey. It's the playoffs. Weird things happen. We've already had two games in this series, Mark, where the better team lost.
That
in
is,
two?
That is true.
And this last one.
That is true.
Both teams having one of those. So I Have I made enough of a compelling case as to why the Avalanche have actually maybe a better shot tonight than most people are giving them?
No, you've made a very compelling, but again, it is, you know, it's unicorns and rainbows. Hey, if this happens and this happens
I
and
agree.
This happens.
A lot of it is based on ifs, yep.
Right. And I know one thing, man, COVID doesn't exist in that stadium because that stadium is rocking and it is full and the energy of that stadium in Vegas has been palpable what it's done for the Golden Knights.
If you can, and that's why that first period is going to be crucial. You've got to survive. Just survive. You know, try to come out of a tied, even down a goal. Just don't get blown out in that first period. Next on the Morning Brew.
Third and long, three. Going deep. Oh, he's got Thomas. Goodbye. Touchdown. 63 yards. Peyton Manning.
Ah, Westwood won. Peyton Manning, congratulations. No surprise. Going into the Broncos Ring of Fame this year.
Mm-hmm.
In 4 years with the Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning threw 140 touchdown passes. He went 45-12. Won a Super Bowl, went to another, put together a record-setting offense, all in 4 years, all between the ages of 36 and 39.
So now...
Not too bad.
No, and we'll have two 18s now hanging in the Broncos Ring of Fame,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Trepuka the other. You could win a pretty good bar bet this weekend by going with that one.
Trepuka and Manning, right? What was his first? It's Frank Trepuka.
Frank. Did I say Kelly?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the old Notre Dame Irish.
Yeah, guard,
Detroit,
right?
Piston player with the great hair. Remember the hair?
His hair was, I don't know about great hair, because I think it was a little bit bird's nesty.
Yeah, but those were some pretty tight curls.
He had pretty tight curls.
It wasn't.
On top, I always was looking for robin eggs.
Yeah, it wasn't as woolly and wild as like Dwayne Shinsis. Uh-huh. How about that for a pull?
How about that pull? I've heard that name.
Who wins the pool for the first time you heard Dwayne Shinsis on the fan this morning? Next on the Morning Bro.
You know, we had a hell of a run with Peyton. You know, he motivated me on and off the football field. You know, he showed me what it means to, you know, be a leader on and off the football field. And you know, he kind of saved my career as well. You know, seeing the way he operated and seeing the things that he did and seeing the way that he moved, it kind of inspired me and set up the blueprint for how I should do things.
Von Miller acknowledging the impact, the leadership of a Peyton Manning. And he's also said,
your head is so big.
The same thing's about DeMarcus Ware.
Right.
And I know I've said this before. It frustrates me to no end that all these young players who are around to watch and witness and learn and feel the impact of those guys, that they never grabbed the baton and took it themselves. I never got the sense that that kind of leadership was passed on and embraced and welcomed and run with by some of these younger veterans.
Like why have I told you? It's because when somebody else does it and you rely on them to do it, you don't pick up the skill. You just let them do it, right? And then all of a sudden they leave and like, how are they doing that? Like,
they never shared the secret sauce with them.
Right. So it is a cultural thing in which you have to work and build your culture on a day to day basis. It can't all of a sudden be, okay, today it's my day to take over. I'm the culture builder, because you got to be working on it all the time. And when somebody else is always doing it, you just let them do it. You know, and that's, I mean, hell, it's a problem in my household. I'm so used to my wife taking care of a bunch of stuff, and I'm like, oh, yeah, she'll do it. You know, sometimes I need to step up and do it, and I rarely do, because I know she's going to do it. Thank you, honey.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew.
This is a wreck.
Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Well, the Nuggets lost, so I'm assuming James Merrillet's going to say it's all Michael Malone's fault. He'll join us next.